Okay, so again, everybody, welcome. I'm so grateful that you're all here. Tonight, what I'm doing is I'm kind of combining a couple of processes because I see so much about how things that we went through as children affect our ability and create resistance to us manifesting what we want now. I mean, that's 90% of it. So I want to help us go into a place where we're going to try and figure out, just pick one thing, and that's why I'm recording the meditation so you can go through it again, so you can revisit it, and if there are other things that might come up, you can do it again and work on those issues. But we're going to go and talk to our higher self and pull out something from our past that we feel might be causing an imbalance, causing a restriction, not allowing that flow of well-being to manifesting what we want. And then we're going to literally change our DNA from that. And when I say literally, I mean literally. I've done this many times and literally changing our DNA. And then from there, go into a manifesting process where we're going to literally choose something and bring that in to manifest now that we've helped understand what this resistance is, this one particular resistance. And Kitty's here with us. Hi, Angel. Yeah, you going to meditate with everybody? Good. So obviously we're creating a really good energy because this doesn't happen that often. That little gray kitty comes out and sits in the middle here, so there's a really fabulous energy going on. So anyway, I invite everybody to just close your eyes and just make sure you're in a nice, comfortable space. I do encourage you, if you can, to sit with your palms up. If you want, I can take that. Sure. To sit with your palms facing up. Usually when you're in that position, you're in much more of a receiving mode. Sometimes because our palms have such incredible chakras in them to connect, and you'll quite often feel, when you get really connected, you'll actually feel a little bit of tingling or like there's a weight in your palms because the energy is just so strong in there. So if it's comfortable for you, I do recommend to try and stay in that position. Also, when you open your palms up, you kind of get more into your heart center. It's just natural that you kind of, instead of sitting like this, you kind of naturally, when you turn your palms over, your chest comes up a little bit and you're more in that heart center and again, more open, more into receiving mode. So, again, with that, I will just invite everybody to close your eyes. Let's all take in a couple of beautiful deep breaths together. Taking another beautiful deep breath in. Let that go. And now, as you're breathing, what I'd like you all to do is just picture in the center of your forehead that there's a pink magnet. And this magnet, as you breathe in, is calling back all of your energy that may have been scattered out through the day, whether at work or at home, and just calling back all of your energy to you. And on your exhale, I want you to feel like you're just releasing any energy that isn't yours that you may have taken on. And just feel that just releasing easily. You don't even have to know what it is. You can just feel that energy just releasing. So as we breathe in, just calling all our energy back into us. And as we exhale, just feel that releasing easily and effortlessly. So now what I'd like you to do is picture at the base of your spine is a grounding cord. And this grounding cord is going all the way down into the center of Mother Earth. And what I'd like you to do is to now, at the base of your spine, cut off this grounding cord and watch as an even larger grounding cord starts to grow. And again, it goes all the way down through the floor, down through the chair you're sitting on, all the way down through the earth, going all the way down into the center and the core of Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. And as you feel this huge, thick grounding cord going all the way down, I want you to feel the energy that's coming back up from Mother Earth that's coming back up into your tailbone, into the base of your spine, going up through your spine, and from your spine going throughout your entire nervous system, filling your body up with this beautiful grounding, healing energy. And I'd like you to place your attention at the top of your head. And about an inch or two above your head is a spinning disc. And this disc is now opening up like two French doors to the heavens. And about a foot above that is a beautiful big golden ball of light. And this light is now showering down beautiful gossamer strands of light, beautiful white gold gossamer strands of light down into your body. And as this light flows down, you feel its light flowing down into your head. And as it comes into your head, just feel any thoughts that may come into your head, just let them float away in a bubble. And actually, throughout this meditation, do that. If any thoughts come into your head, it's okay. Let them. And then just put them in a bubble and let them float away for later. If it's something that's important, it will definitely come back to you. So just watch as this beautiful golden light comes down into your head. And it's just clearing any thoughts, the energy of any thoughts that are in your system. And just feel as it's relaxing. And this light comes down through the front of your face now. And you just kind of feel your eyes just relaxing in their sockets a little more as it comes down around your cheekbones and down through your mouth. Maybe you feel a tongue release off the roof of your mouth and just let it kind of fall down and hang down. And it comes around your jaw and you feel your jaw just letting go a little bit more, just relaxing. And you feel these beautiful golden white gossamer strands of light just coming down the back of your head, and you just feel more relaxation. Everything just kind of relaxes a little more as you feel that light now going back down the back of your head and down into your neck. And as you feel this light coming down into your neck, you feel your neck muscles just releasing a little bit more and again relaxing. And as this light goes through your body, every part of your body that it goes through, you just feel it releasing any energy that's not wanted, any energy that's not for its highest good. You just feel it releasing and being replaced with this beautiful healing light, this beautiful light coming from God, Source Energy Universe, cleansing your entire body. And as that light continues down, it comes down into your shoulders. You feel your shoulders and your upper back relaxing even more, and the muscles just releasing any tension. And you feel that light coming down your arms and down into your elbows and down through your forearms and going out into your hands and into the palm of your hands. And you just kind of feel that light just shooting out your fingertips. And as that light continues down through your body, you feel it coming down through your chest and down into your heart center. And as this light comes down and permeates your heart center, just feel your heart center just opening up. You can feel it opening up like a flower, like a lotus flower, just opening up to receive. And that light comes down through your organs, into your lungs. And then further down your back, you feel your back muscles just relaxing a little bit more. And as it comes down into your rib cage, and you feel all of your internal organs just relaxing as that light just comes down, cleansing. And that light goes down to your stomach. This beautiful healing light releasing any energy that you don't want, that you may be holding in that area. As it comes down further and you feel it going down into your hips. And then down around your buttocks and down into your thighs. And again, just feeling those muscles relax even more as it goes down into your knees. And you feel your joints just kind of let go. Just let go. And again, releasing any tension that might be in your muscles and your joints. As this beautiful, healing, glowing light comes down into your calves and into your feet. And you feel that light just going down to your feet, down around your heels, down around the sole of your foot, the top of your foot, the ball of your foot, and then just kind of shooting out your toes. And as your body is now filled with this beautiful healing light, we're just going to get all aligned a little bit more. And I want you to place your focus at the base of your spine into your root chakra. And then feel that light coming down and focusing right on that root chakra. Except now that light's turning red. And feel as this beautiful red light comes down through your crown and all the way down into your root chakra. And just feel a spinning disc and feel a spinning light of red. And each time you breathe in, you're breathing in this red light that's going right down into your root chakra. And spinning and clearing out any resistance. This is your manifestation center, creation center. And I want you to see as this light now turns orange. And this light is now going down into your sacral chakra. It's just your lower abdomen area. And down here you see a spinning disc as well, but this disc is now orange. And this beautiful light is coming down through the top of your head. This beautiful orange light, every time you breathe in, this orange light is just spinning around and cleansing out your emotional body center and your sacral chakra. And then we watch as this light turns to yellow. And the same thing, we picture a yellow disc spinning in our solar plexus area and our power center. And we breathe in this beautiful yellow light into our power center. And as we watch this disc of light spinning around, clearing out our power center. And then this light turns to green. And we picture this beautiful green light coming into our heart center. And we picture that spinning disc, that spinning chakra in our heart center, as we're bringing this beautiful green light, this calming, peaceful, beautiful light of love, opening up our heart center even more. And then this light turns blue. And we see this light coming down into our throat center, into our throat chakra, and this beautiful spinning disc of light in our throat center. And then we see the light turning to a lovely indigo color, kind of bluish purple color. And that light's coming down into our third eye. And again, we're picturing that spinning disc, that spinning chakra, just full of this beautiful indigo light. Just clearing and aligning our centers. And then lastly, we see this light turning into a beautiful violet light in our crown, right above our head. This beautiful spinning disc of light, this beautiful violet light. And from this place, I want you to now think about somewhere, a beautiful place that you get to go to. And it could be a meadow, or it could be a beach, somewhere that's all yours. It's a place that's just for you, where you get to go, and that's so peaceful. If it's a meadow, look around. What kind of flowers are there? Is there grass? Is there running water? Is there a brook, or is it lakeside? What are the trees like? What's the air like? Is there a breeze in the air? What kind of smells are in the air? What do you feel on your skin? Do you feel like a breeze on your skin? Or if it's by the ocean, what are you hearing? Are you hearing waves slowly lapping up on the shore? What, really get into the feeling space that you are there. And from this place, what I'd like you to do is to invite your higher self to come and join you. And all you have to do is think about it and just think about your higher self coming in with you and sitting with you in this space. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask our higher self to go back in time to a time when we were younger and something occurred that is causing a resistance to our being able to manifest abundance in one area or another of our lives. So just want you to ask your higher self to show you this time. It could be when you were a year old, it could be 3, it could be 7, any time when you were a child, it could be when you were a teenager, it could be in your adult life. but let your higher self show you like a movie screen this time, this event, this period in your life where something happened that might be offering resistance. And I want you to see this part of you and invite this part of you, however old you were, to come and join you in the meadow or on the beach side, wherever you are, to come and join you in this special place. And whatever the situation was, so often our manifestation issues come from a feeling of not being worthy, or not feeling loved, or not feeling deserving. So I want you to take this child, this part of you that went through whatever it was, and if for some reason a specific time isn't coming to you, just pick a child, time in your childhood, and let that child come to you. And what I want you to do is I want you to give that child tons of love. Take that child in your arms and hold that child. Let them know how much you love them, how incredible they are. Whatever may have happened during that time was not their fault. They didn't bring it on. It was not their fault. They are so beautiful and deserving and worthy of all abundance, of all amounts of love. Give to them right now as they're with you in this space. Give to them what they should have been given at that time. If it was love, give them love. Hold them. If it was recognition, tell them how amazing they are. Because we are all amazing, and we were born amazing. We were born into love. This universe is so full of love and light, and every single one of us is so incredibly special. Look at all the work we're doing now. So as you're sitting there holding this child, letting them know how worthy and deserving and loved they are, I want you to now show them this amazing future that's ahead of them, what they get to look forward to. Show them what you're doing in your life now, all the incredible things that you're realizing, how special and incredible they are, to look at the work that you're doing now. To show them all the things that you are about to manifest, all the things that you already have manifested. Show them how special they are. Show them all that they get to achieve, knowing that they are worthy and deserving of having everything that they desire. Because as we desire, we are creating. And as you're giving this child love and giving this child attention and giving this child a sense of worthiness and deserving, I want you to take that child and now merge them with your own self. Feel their heart center merging into your heart center. Literally feel yourself completely blending with this inner child. And feel all of that love that you were just giving them inside yourself. Feel all of that worthiness. What would you not give to this child? They are deserving and worthy of it. Feel that now in your own heart center. And with this feeling now in your heart center, I want you to imagine that you are now shrinking down on a cellular level to the smallest particle that you can imagine on a cellular level inside your body, anywhere inside your body. And in this cell, you are now looking at a strand of your DNA. And I want you to look at this strand of DNA and find out where in this strand there was a change, where this incident occurred or where something occurred. And I want you to pull that resistance, pull that issue out of that strand of DNA, and I want you to replace it with a beautiful golden strand instead, a beautiful ribbon instead, and it's glowing. Watch as you take the resistance out of your DNA and replace it with this beautiful golden strand instead that is now glowing, and watch as this cell is now shining inside your body. And just like we've seen cells replicate, I want you to feel this cell now affect every other cell around it with this brand new DNA strand that is so full of light and so full of love. And watch as it just replicates throughout your entire body, this beautiful golden light, this golden white light coming from source energy, warming. You can almost feel the warmth as it just permeates your entire body, and you feel every single cell in your body changing its DNA pattern. And you may feel like you're just imagining it, but this is real work. This is real energy shift that goes on. Our cells are constantly regenerating. We are an entirely new person every 7 years. Our cells completely regenerate. So feel it as this cell is now regenerating throughout your entire body, and your body is just glowing. Your DNA has changed. You are now an incredible manifester and creator. So from this space, what I want you to do is now think of something that you want to manifest. And not a person. This is going to be more of a thing that you're looking to manifest. It could be a sum of money. It could be a house. It could be a car. It could be a job. Just think of something that you really want to manifest that when you have it, when you get it, you'll know. You'll know that the work that you did here tonight started to create that for you. So what I want you to do is now picture this thing as energy. So if it's a sum of money, I want you to picture it as energy, as subatomic particles. And I want you to look out into the cosmos. And I want you to see this thing as energy, as subatomic particles floating in the cosmos. And watch as this energy, this band of particles, takes shape. Maybe it takes the shape of an animal. Maybe it's just an amorphous form. Maybe it looks like northern lights. But watch and play with it. Maybe it'll come down, maybe it'll swirl around. Maybe you can make it move around. But watch as this glowing energy of this thing that you want to manifest moves around as energy. Everything is energy. So now what I'd like you to do is go back to picturing it as subatomic particles. And I want you to watch as these energized particles come down to where you are and settle all around your body. These are the subatomic particles of what you're looking to manifest, and these particles are all around your body. What does their energy feel like on your skin? What does their energy feel like on your aura? And now going even further, I want you to feel these subatomic particles coming into your body, into your being. You are absorbing these particles as energy. This thing you want is coming into your being. And feel what that feels like, having the thing that you want. You are materializing it right now. You are taking energy and bringing it into form through this meditation. So now what I'd like you to picture right now is a coil coming out of your solar plexus and going, wrapping all the way around and up your body from your solar plexus, a big coil. And this coil is acting like a magnet. And this coil is now magnetizing you to that which you're trying to manifest. So I want you to feel that coil pulling in that energy right now of what you're trying to manifest, pulling it right in from the cosmos into your solar plexus, the energy of that. And just feel that your body magnetizing this thing to you. And you just go on feeling it and feeling it, picturing it, and getting into that feeling space until you feel a sense of a click or a shift that you've pulled it in enough. And again, let the coil go when you're ready, when you feel that click or that sense of that it's with you and that it's come into you. And now I want you to get into the feeling space of having this. If it's a sum of money, what would you be doing it with it? How would you be spending it? If it's a car, picture yourself driving that car. What does it smell like? If it's a house, what does that house look like? How big is the living room? What's the kitchen like? What's the energy inside the house? If it's a job, what are the people like that you're working with? Where is it located? What are you doing each day? You don't need to know specifics, just getting into the feeling space of how much fun it is to go to work. How much you love the people that you're working with. Whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, just really feel it. This work that you're doing here tonight is very real. It is very real. Everything is energy. And we can attract anything we want just by pulling it in as energy. We are magnets to that which we want to create. We were given desires so that we could create them. And we are all worthy and deserving of every single thing that we are desiring. And we are very loved. And God, universe, source energy wants us to have those desires, wants us to manifest, wants us to know how creative we are, what incredible creative beings we are. We are worthy, we are deserving, and we are love. So now what I'd like you to do is just come back into that place where you are, in that meadow or by the beach or in your special place, with this feeling of knowing that the work that you've done is very real and you've already put into motion attracting that which you've desired. It's on its way. And the beauty is we get to now let go, knowing that it's on its way and that the work we've done is so real. And we get to let go. We get to let go. We get to let go. So what I'd like you to do now is just come back into your body a little more. Come back into the room that we're sitting in. Just kind of being aware of your body a little bit more. Being aware more of being inside your body. Maybe start to wiggle your fingers or your toes a little bit. Just coming back more and more. Feeling your breath. And just take a nice breath in. And exhale. Just coming back into your body a little bit more and more. Just again, wiggling your fingers and toes. And taking another deep breath in. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And again, I just want to preface how much this is very real work. Our imagination, our thoughts, it's all putting out that vibration of what we want to attract. It's very real. That the universe doesn't know whether it's imagined or whether it's real. It's a vibration that we put out there to attract it back. And so just really know and let go. Know and let go of it, and it will happen. I can't tell you how many times it's happened for me. So I really, really look forward to hearing about what you wanted to manifest and hearing about it coming to fruition and happening for all of you. So I'm going to end the recording and we can talk about this.